trip around Columbus.
The old village of Worthington is an homage to the New England roots of its earliest residents. Worthington is one of the oldest communities in central Ohio. Worthington's earliest residents came from New England. In 1803, James Kilbourn founded the tiny little village, which was named Worthington after the state senator who gave Kilbourn 16,000 acres of land. The senator's name, Thomas Worthington. In September of 1803, 11 families from Granby, Connecticut, relocated to Worthington. Within a year, a Masonic lodge and an Episcopal church were founded in the village of Worthington. James Kilbourn was a jack of all trades in Worthington. He was, according to a plaque which is on a building in Old Worthington on High Street, a surveyor, a deacon, an innkeeper, a publisher, a legislator, a militiaman, a manufacturer, an educator, an explorer, and of course, mayor. In 1817, President James Monroe visited Worthington. That same year, Philander Chase, a minister, moved to Sharon Township to become pastor at St. John Episcopal Church. Chase would later found Kenyon College, which was originally located in Worthington. In 1835, Worthington was incorporated as a village by the Ohio legislature. Worthington's growth was minimal from the Civil War to World War II. In the 1890s, the Electric Street Railway connected Columbus to Worthington, making it possible for people to go back and forth from Worthington to Columbus. In 1954, the Sharon Township community of Colonial Hills was looking to annex into Worthington. That would give Worthington the number of residents it needed to officially upgrade from being a village to being a city. The 1950s and 1960s saw exponential growth in Worthington as annexations took place in Sharon Township and Perry Township, and new subdivisions were developed. The completion of I-270 in the mid-70s gave Worthington its northern boundary. Today, Worthington is home to the McConnell Arts Center, which is a performance and arts venue next to Thomas Worthington High School, as well as business districts along the freeways. The Worthington area is also home to the Pontifical College Josephinum, which is the only pontifical seminary outside of Italy. Old Worthington still has the feel of a quaint New England town, much like the early Connecticut settlers who were the first residents of Worthington in 1803.
This has been A Trip Around Columbus.